Order.
Good morning in public.
Thank you. Please silence your cell phones and devices, remove your caps, and join us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. And would you call the roll?
Ernest? Here. Lindsman?
Here.
Moore?
Here.
Rangel?
Here.
Stigers?
Here.
Youngblood?
Here. Thank you. And now I call for the approval of the agenda. Someone like?
So moved.
Thank you, Bethany.
Second.
Second by Elaine. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Okay. We have an agenda. We have five items on our consent agenda.
I'd like to separate out one item for a separate consideration.
Okay, which one?
Number three.
Number three, okay. Would someone like to make a motion to approve the other items?
Make a motion to approve items 1, 2, 4, and 5.
Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Thank you, Ivan. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Elaine?
The motion for the second, I will tell you that I separated number three out. I wanted, if this were anybody, I would, in this situation, I would ask for a separation as it needs to be considered separately.
Okay. Any other information, comments? Would someone like to make a motion to approve item number three?
I'll move we approve consent item number three.
Okay. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay. Thank you, Ila. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Okay. Passes on four.
4-2.
Two, were there two?
Yes, I voted nay.
Oh, okay. All right. So that item has passed. Next, we have a special presentation, a mayoral proclamation. This is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. We have two visitors here, Deanna Hansen from RVAP and Garen Simpson from DVAP. And I'm going to read the proclamation and I'll have a copy for you. And we will also post one here at City Hall. Proclamation, Sexual Assault Awareness Month, April 2023. Whereas Sexual Assault Awareness Month calls attention to the fact that sexual violence is widespread and impacts every person in this community. And whereas the goal of Sexual Assault Awareness Month is to raise public awareness about sexual violence and educate communities on how to prevent it. And whereas rape, sexual assault, and sexual harassment harm our community, and statistics show that 1 in 5 women and 1 in 67 men will be raped at some point in their lives, Smith et al. 2017. And whereas sexual assault abuse prevention must be a priority to confront the reality that 1 in 6 boys and 1 in 4 girls will experience sexual assault before the age of 18. And whereas a line can be traced from sexual violence to systems of oppression, the theme of this year's Sexual Assault Awareness Month campaign is Drawing Connections, Prevention Demands Equity. The campaign calls on all individuals, communities, organizations, and institutions to change the systems surrounding us to build equity and respect within the community, workplace, and the future our youth hold. And whereas our community joins advocates and communities across the county in taking action to prevent sexual violence, and whereas our community's achievements should be commended, and we must continue our commitment to respect and support victims of domestic violence and to further and to prevent future violence in our community. Now, therefore, be it resolved that we, the City of Washington, do hereby proclaim the month of April 2023 to be Sexual Assault Awareness Month in the City of Washington and urge all people to work together to create change and prevent sexual assault in our community. Signed this 18th day of April 2023 in the City of Washington, Millie Youngquist, Mayor Pro Tem, City of Washington. So
Would you like to make any brief comments? Or?
I just want to say thank you guys for your dedication. We have a really good team here with our Washington Sexual Assault Response Team, and I'm just really thankful for all the support that we have. So,
Can we get a picture?
Oh, sure. If that's okay.
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 Let's see what's next. Special event requests. So we have several special events coming up. First is the Washington Public Library Summer Reading Program. And actually, we've got a person here to speak to that. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. We're very excited that summer reading is fast approaching. The library will offer summer reading to all ages here in the library. Year, and we're lucky to have the great green space across from the library. In the past, we've held special family events at the state. Those performers come. We have everywhere. We have musicians and musicians. So this year, we have the Grout Museum coming and some really, really fun programs. The dates we're requesting to use this date would be June 6th, June 23rd, June 27th, July 7th, July 11th. July 13 would be Chalk the Walk. We're hoping that people come and decorate the square, and then we can enjoy a farmer's market that night. And then the last one would be July 27th. The performers bring their own mics and everything, and they really loved using this stage in the past. And it's great to have the committee out there. You can attract a lot of other people that might not know summer reading is going on.
Great. Anybody have any questions?
I just had one question about the insurance. Does not require
because they're part of the city.
Of course. Okay.
You are us.
Thank you.
All right.
They'll make a foam blower. Sounds interesting.
It'll be fun. Yeah. So it's like huge bubble machine, and it dissolves, it won't leave a trace, and the kids just get to play in bubbles. So
oh my goodness, looks like fun. You want to make an emotion?
I'll make a motion to approve the library summer reading program.
Okay. Second. Okay, thank you very much. And all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, same sign. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next is the 2023 Farmers Market. We've got a couple of representatives. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm Kathy Salazar.
Danielle Pettit-Mitowski.
We're both on the Farmers Market Board for Washington. And we're here to request our annual request to hold Farmers Market in the square every Thursday evening. And we have a couple of changes from prior years. Before I get into that, I probably need to say it's every Thursday. It's set up at 3:30, and we're in the park till 7:30. And the new request that we have for this year is an additional food truck. So there's a map in your packet. And so the additional food truck, we normally have one or two on the north side of the square. We are requesting the two on the north side of the square plus the additional one for special events on the east side of the square.
That's correct. So we have really seen our numbers at farmers market attendance increase over the last several years, which is wonderful. But we have also seen, as a result of that, longer lines, people waiting for food. And so we want to have consistently two food trucks every market because we noticed on the evenings where we had two, it just went a lot faster and it was better for folks. But then again, like as Kathy said, having that third one for those special events, just as a reminder, I know it's on here, but so we start May 18th. So the third Thursday in May, the third Thursday in October is what we are asking for this year.
Great. Anybody have any questions?
With the new food truck ordinance, I think all of the vendors at the farmers market are exempt from both the fire inspection and the licensing requirements. So okay. That's good to share with your vendors.
Okay, good point. Have any more questions or would like to make a motion?
I'll make the motion that we approve the 2023 Farmers Market.
All right, thank you. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Okay. I look forward to it. Several people asked me, are they going to do the book giveaway?
Yeah.
That's funny.
We're going to be doing tables. So that has been a huge hit. We've got multiple donors of folks who want to sponsor every week so that we can hand out books for free to kiddos. And we have a few extra donors because people have been so responsive and generous that with that additional money, we're able to buy chapter books for some of our older readers. So it's really been a huge, we have to give props to Dina DeLong. That was her brainchild, but it has really been a great way to bring businesses to the market and more families.
And it's really just great to see the kids run into the park. First thing when they get there, they get their book. They run right up to the table. And it's really just wonderful to see that.
Yeah, crazy readers in Washington.
Great. That's a great thing to promote. Thank you so much.
All right. Nice to see you all. Thank you.
Yeah. Good to see you too. All right. Next is Marion Avenue Baptist Church with our time youth conference. I think we have a pastor here. Welcome.
My name is Michael Gridwald, and basically we just want to do the best, kind of like we have every year, to be able to use the north or the west side of the square and the south side of the square, but one street around there, just to be able to set up inflatables and have some games and stuff like that. And just on Thursday, May 4th, in the afternoon, or I think we're going to block the streets in the morning, and then in the afternoon, evening. We'd be done by 10:30, have everything cleaned up. And done it for several years. I don't think we've had any problems. So we just kind of do the same thing.
Great. Is this a youth event where you have youth coming in from surrounding communities? And
pretty much all over America. Arizona, California, Kentucky, and then opposite heavily in the Midwest, probably.
Okay. Great. Anybody have any questions?
And make a motion. We approve the Our Time Youth Conference for May 4th for the Marion Avenue Baptist Church.
Okay, thanks, Fran. Second. Second. Elaine, thank you. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Same sign. Those opposed, thank you. All right. Thank you very much. Thanks for coming. And next is the Chamber of Commerce. And is Michelle online? I think she is. There she is. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle Rudlinger with the Director of the Washington Chamber of Commerce. And the first item that I'm on the agenda for is for our Flightline Live concert, which was approved for the event date a few months ago, but we're coming back here to reassure everyone that we have a plan in place for the Beverage Garden that is consistent with the requirements and the comfort level of our chief of police. And that has been presented. And the basic plan is to hold the event exactly as we did last year with some slight modifications where the beverage garden will be closer to the fountain inside the park. And then the entrances, instead of being on the east and the west, they'll be on the north and the west side. And then the snow fencing will be surrounding the entire perimeter of the park, identifying the beverage garden.
Okay. Right. Council, do you have any questions for Michelle? No. This date is this the Saturday, the 3rd of June?
Correct.
Okay. That's what I thought. All right. And okay, the timeline is up there. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Any other comments, questions?
Do we need a motion again since we already
Do we? Okay.
Yeah. So we do make a motion that we approve the event with the site plan as presented.
All right. Thank you, Bethany. Do I have a second? Awesome. Elaine, second from Elaine. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Okay, we have a flight line.
Thank you.
Now, are you here to talk about the 2024 and 25 special events?
Yes, and so essentially our spring craft fair is a few weeks away. And what we do at the end of each of our craft fair shows is we get our vendors an opportunity to sign up for the following year. If they do that within a week, they get a discount, and it helps us really start to get a head start on planning for the event. And so in order to do that properly, we wanted to get our date solidified for 2024, but then also to just be a little bit more proactive, because right now we are a little reactive with just hiring a new event director. We wanted to get the event dates set for 24 and 25 for the events that really don't ever change in date. And so you'll see the request includes the spring and the fall craft fair. It includes our Thursday Night Live summer concert series, the summer classic, which is always the first weekend in June. And it includes the tour of homes, which is always the first weekend in December. So the one piece that I wanted to make sure to note is our summer classic, Ridiculous Day, Family Day, Ag Day. That's the event that I see most likely that could be modified year to year. This year, our theme is There's No Place Like Home. So we're working with the community center and the Wizard of Oz theme, but the upcoming years might have minor modifications. And so we will still plan to come to city council and share any themes with you. And if there are modifications to what we've done in the past, we would ask for permission in that regard. But mostly it's just to set the dates. And so when we work with our vendors who are planning out their schedules, we can let them know that these will be the dates for the upcoming years. And then finally to know, I did leave out our two October events, which is the Hocus Pocus in the Park and Chalktoberfest, the chocolate shopping event. And my reason for that is I just felt like that might be an event that we might evaluate as far as timing. When I get a chance to get through our summer stuff with our event director and kind of plan in advance a little bit more, we'll discuss that, and then we'll bring our 24 and 25 events to City Council for just securing the date if possible.
Mm-hmm. Michelle, did you say that the tour of homes was in this packet as well? I don't find that information. Did you guys? Maybe.
I don't know.
And maybe
it was intended to be so, but unfortunately, I'm on vacation, and if it got missed, I apologize. And we can set that at a later date if that's okay. Okay. That's fine.
Oh yeah, sure. So all of these are great events, and we appreciate all your work and bringing this to the community. Does anyone have? Do you have questions on any of these things, Council?
I have no problem with setting all these dates. I appreciate the fact that she's willing just to come back at the time and just let us know what's going on if there's any changes.
Any changes, yeah. Okay. So you want to put
that.
Go ahead, Michelle.
Before we did come to a vote and move forward, I did just want to introduce our new event director, April Cuddyback, who's joined us online. And so I don't know how many boxes you're able to see of our participants, but I see April's on there. She's also at a track meet, so we're both doing a few other things going on right now. But April, would you like to say hello or anything? You're still on mute.
Sorry, I don't do these on my phone very often. Yes. Hello everyone. Great to be on board. I think I know most of you, but I'm sure I will get to meet all of you in the very near future.
All right, welcome. Thank you so much. All right, so are we ready to do a vote? Any motions?
I'll make a motion to accept these dates for the chamber.
Okay, all right, thank you, Elaine. And Fran, was that a second?
Yep.
All right, second by Fran. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Okay, we have it. All right. Thank you, April.
Thank you.
Okay, presentation from the public. Is anyone here to make a presentation to us? Okay, you're all here for maybe something else, but okay. Anybody here online that would like to present something to us, make a comment? Okay, I don't see any hands raised. Okay, let's move on to claims and financials. Kelsey, claims for April 18th.
I did not receive any questions at that time. Are there any questions?
I do have one. It's on, sorry, under financial administration. It was PFM Financial Advisors continuing disclosure for 2000.
Yep. So every year we have to file a report with like the sort of that like reports on all the bonds that we have and what they're due and all their code things.
They make sure that everything is tax exempt. We didn't violate any of the bond covenants.
Up and up, right. Okay.
Well worth the $2,000.
It's a normal, every city does that.
And then I had one more question under financial administration for the Vortex Digital Business Solutions. I know that was for the website. How many months was that for? Was that those 5,129? It's under financial administration, bottom of the second page.
Oh, that's supposed to be Hotel Motel. I missed that.
Oh, okay.
That was those bills.
Back bills?
Yeah, that we had met with them on.
Yeah, okay.
It was November, December.
January.
And January.
Okay. All right, but that is supposed to come out of a Hotel Motel?
Yeah, and that actually is Hotel Motel. I just...
Oh, I see. The wrong title. Okay, all right. Okay, thank you. Anybody else have any questions or... Have a motion.
Go ahead.
I'll make a motion.
Okay, I'll second.
Okay. Fran, all right, thank you. All those in favor of approving the claims report, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Same sign. Okay. Now, Kelsey, you want to take us through the financial report?
Sure. This is the March 2023 financial report. Our total treasury cash investments increased from the end of February by $244,816. That gives us a March month end balance of $10,614,529. After 9 months of operations, we're ahead of budget for revenue in the airport fund by $2,328 due to rent. The sanitation fund by $62,756 due to charges for services and merchandise. For the fund budget for the following funds for revenue, our general fund by $258,236, and that's due to our lack of property tax revenue, which we do receive the bulk of in April. So when I get to report on April, I'll tell you that we're way ahead of budget. Road use fund by $69,162, and that's due to transfers. The water fund by $49,906 due to charges for services. And lastly, the sewer fund by $184,883 due to charges for services. After 9 months of operations, our expenses are behind budget for all of the funds except the sanitation fund. We do have a couple line items that are over each of the other funds above both for now. The general fund for general insurance, repairs, vehicle operations, utilities, payments to outside entities, and staff development. Airport fund for general insurance, fuel, and telecommunications. The road use for street maintenance, seal coat program, vehicle operations, and mechanic supplies. Water plant for general insurance, utilities, building maintenance, meters, postage, credit card fees, and tech services. The sewer plant for general insurance, utilities, tractor purchase, vehicle operation, biosolids application, and tech services. Sewer collection fund for water, work comp, sewer maintenance, utilities, and heavy equipment, and the sanitation fund for other contractual services and recycling. I just wanted to make a note, most of those things that I just said were over budget are hopefully being addressed in the budget amendment that we will talk about in the couple of items. Any questions on the whole?
Any questions? Any motions?
Make the motion.
Oh, go with Isla and then Fran for the second.
Ladies first.
All right. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And opposed, same sign. All right. Thank you, Kelsey. Next is discussion consideration of a resolution plans for the seal coat project. So you've got a big descriptor in front of you and a list of streets to be coated. Now that this goes to bid, or has it gone to bid? No. Oh.
Yeah, this is, we usually do this before the bid.
Yeah, this is the plans.
Okay, this is the plan. So we don't, it goes to bid.
And can we approve it?
But is there a date?
The voting date is May 16th.
Yeah, why does that say that?
Right here.
Very end of all that. Yeah. All right, so does anyone have any questions about this?
I noticed the typo.
Okay, it did.
Yeah. Under where it says Revelation 2023. It says we're working on the 2022 seal coat project.
All right. Good catch, Fran.
I just want to make sure we're in the right year.
Really, we don't want to get our years mixed up. Okay. So any questions?
I think they got everything pretty well covered, what we wanted to do.
I mean,
we can alter this plan when back to that correct. Going back to five.
Yeah, I think you can pick and choose.
We need to pick and choose what we do and don't.
Right,
do.
Right. Once we only have some.
This isn't finalized. This is kind of what we're asking for.
Right. And it depends on how much the bids come in, right. Because we only have so much money.
So much money allocated
for the project.
Correct.
Okay. Questions, comments, motions?
I make the motion we approve the resolution adopting plan specification and forms of contact and estimated cost of the 2023 seal coat project.
Thank you, Fran. Second from somebody?
Second.
Thank you, Bethany. Is this a roll vote?
Ernest?
Yes.
Lindzman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Rangel?
Yes.
Steigers?
Yes.
Youngblood?
Yes. All right. Thank you. Next is discussion and consideration of a resolution for a task order with Fox for East Sanitary Sewer Interceptor. Okay. Danny, you want to give us a little background
on
this?
So if you guys remember a while back, we had our lines televised and cameraed, and so what we are asking with this task order is that Fox review those reports and then make a recommendation if we need to line some of our sanitary lines or replace some of them. And then along with that, with this task order, we are going to have Fox relook at IRE's H2S that's coming out of their plant and their discharge, and to see if we need to tweak their treatment agreement, if it's okay the way it is. So yeah, that's what they're gonna be looking at.
Okay.
And we kind of talked about that at the water plant today, that's some of the smell that we have at the water plant comes from the H2S. And so that comes from IRE. And so hopefully we will get some good news and find out that it's the treatment agreement that we currently have with them is taking care of the corrosion problem, but if not, then we're gonna have to amend our treatment agreement so that it's not causing additional corrosion.
Okay, all right. And the payment for the fees will come from the sewer. Okay, questions, comments?
Well, I will say that Ivan and I and Deanna did get, we were approached at the water plant today about the smell by one of the neighbors. So everybody's aware that they did.
Okay. All right. Questions, comments, motions?
Motion to approve this resolution with Tom Brand to review the IRE.
Okay. Great. You don't have to.
Oh, my. I love that.
You know what you mean. Okay. Thank you, Bethany. Second by Elaine. Okay. And is this a roll call vote resolution? Yeah.
Glinsman?
Yeah.
Moore?
Yes.
Ringbell?
Yes.
Tigers?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Youngblood?
Yes. Okay. All right. Item number three. Resolution setting a public hearing for fiscal year 23 budget amendment. Kelsey, you want to briefly take us through this?
I did a summary for everybody. I just wanted to point out the top half is all capital projects items that, like a lot of stuff we can't do anything about, the property taxes, the farm, other expenses, a lot of stuff like that, but. We have not done a budget amendment for the Parkside lift station, so that's added, and then the traffic signals. I know we're still talking about that, but we didn't have any budgeted at all, so I added those in. And then the highlights, I guess, from the bottom portion, you will see the top two expenses under police are for sending Officer Schneider to the academy. We did that this fall with a budget amendment for Officer Verdecca, so that's a big part of that. Another thing, you guys have heard about the Durangos over and over and over again. We were able to pinpoint about $6,000 worth of repairs to those two items, not including the one brand new motor. So that was added, and then fuel costs across the board have just been really high for everybody. So we're amending for that in police and fire. Utility costs, like I mentioned in my financials, are high for financial as this whole building, because we hadn't even had a full year when we did the budget. We weren't really sure what to expect. And it was not pretty. In addition to that, of course, our lost revenue is projected to be higher than we budgeted. So in getting more lost revenue, we also have to pay then that additional 25% of minibus. So that's that big $57,500 expense. Of course, the housing rehab program that you guys just approved recently will get started. And then, unfortunately, Kyle's here to talk about the $40,000 for the water plant at Well 5. I think that covers most of the big items there. The sanitation is covered basically by charges for services as well. So if anybody has any questions, I'd be happy to answer them. Or if you want to think about it, I can come during
Anybody have a question?
Motion to approve the public hearing, setting public hearing for the fiscal 23 budget amendment number two.
Have a second?
I'll second that.
All right. Sally, you want to call the roll, please?
Moore?
Yes.
Ringbell?
Yes.
Steiger?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Lindsman?
Yes.
Okay. So that was to close the public hearing, right?
So you just set, the hearing. Hearing's next meeting.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you. All right, Kyle, we have your letter. I think we've got the copies of the estimates. Did we get the copies of that, or I just downloaded mine, printed it? Okay, so.
So I got two proposals.
Okay.
This is for Well 5. This is the well house closest to the plant. Unfortunately, this is probably the shortest motor life that I've experienced with my time with the city in 14 years. So we will keep a close eye on if there was any, if we see any damage from a power surge or anything that possibly we could turn into insurance. I don't think it is likely, just because I didn't, when I went into the well house, I didn't smell anything. I don't see them if I could like hit the well house or anything, but you never know. We've used both these companies. We've used Koi probably the most. Koi's been there for us a lot. They came in about $5,800 more than Peerless. If that number was closer, my recommendation would be Koi, just from past experiences with them. One being coming down on Thanksgiving during a snowstorm and bailing us out. But $5,800 is a considerable amount of money. So I guess my recommendation would be peerless.
So what is the total with peerless now that?
So we, Franklin, if you look at the materials, there's two motors listed.
Mm-hmm.
We would use the second one, 18,970. And if you combine that with their mobilization and their reinstall fee, it ends up being $32,060.
Okay.
And Cohoy's is $37,920.
Mm-hmm.
Peerless is the one that put this in 3 years ago. 3 years ago, we televised the well and cleaned it, so we don't need to do that. I did follow up with this proposal from Peerless to make sure that this included disinfection because he doesn't have that written down here, and he emailed me back saying it does.
Okay.
So,
what's the warranty like on the new motor?
So the motor that we currently just lost, it was 1 year. The different motor that we're going to go with, it's 2 year, and we just lost ours in 3 years. Yes. So. Usually we get 5 to 8 years out of a motor.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the shortest run we've had in my tenure here.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then under the materials, there's two types of motor you can use.
There is. Franklin has kind of been what we've used forever. In the last 5 years, that manufacturer quality has went down, and that comes from both Peerless and Cohoy both told me that. And this new, we actually put in a SME and well 7 in our last repair we did, but it was a year ago or so. We put one of the in, working great so far.
Mm-hmm.
Did Peerless or did you have anything to say about this going out so fast?
You really can't tell until you pull it. I mean, once they pull it, they'll be able to tell. I mean, could be, which would be on the contractor, in my opinion, if there's a bad splice, you know, that's something those guys should seal up really well. If any type of the wiring is exposed in a well, it's gonna short circuit and fry the motor.
Mm-hmm.
So those are things that we'll keep an eye on as they're pulling it to look at the sub cable. But I looked inside the VFD and just looked around the plant and or the well house, and I did not notice anything as far as, you know, arcs or, you know, hot flashes anywhere, black marks or anything, or smells.
So the pump that failed is not a Peerless. Is a Peerless?
So Peerless is the contractor. The manufacturer would be called either an SME or a Franklin motor.
Okay.
And we'll reuse the pump. Pumps are pretty durable.
Okay. So are we steering away from the particular failure?
We're getting a different motor. But if we go with Peerless, then we'd be using the same contractor.
I think what she's trying to ask is which motor is in there that went bad?
Franklin.
And so we're going to go with the other one.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we have already used that one in the previous well project we did.
But we could be using the same contractor.
Yes. The low bid.
It's kind of scary. After.
Honestly, I mean, if you use a different contractor, they're definitely more likely to pinpoint a mess up from a previous contractor. I mean, but they're all looking to throw the other one under the bus. So.
They would never do that.
I mean, in all honesty, they really are. So
okay.
I think I called Fox before this meeting, and Steve Troyer, who's the head guy there, he says he thinks both are reputable companies, and he's worked with both. So.
Mm-hmm. And are they quoting, is the Cohoy quote for the same motor that?
Yes, they threw an option for a more expensive motor. And that was another question I asked Steve Troyer about. If you see the option at the bottom of the Cohoy one, there's a $26,677.
Oh,
that apparently has some inner parts that are stainless. And really, we're just worried about the body being stainless because it's sitting in water. Mm-hmm. If the inside of your motor gets wet, you're screwed. Yeah. So I don't really care about the inside as much as I care about the outside. Because if it's wet inside, your motor's frying.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay.
But the SME is a 2-year warranty?
Yes.
Do they have extended warranty?
I know. I don't know that. I mean, they don't try to sell
that. 40,000, whatever. It's a big decision because in 30 or in 3 years, it's disappointing. That,
yes,
in this in today's world of being very tight with money,
but
I quite think cool.
But we have to put something in.
We have to put something in, but making that decision is it's a huge decision.
Especially if it's only for 2 years.
Mm-hmm. I feel that we need more of a concrete why the other one went, and I realize you don't know, but maybe it'd be nice to know that the company might stand a little bit behind the short lifespan of the.
I'm afraid they're just going to blame it on the motor. And that could be the case.
So you'll be there when they're doing
results. Either when they're pulling it, Will or I, one of us at all times will be out there with them. And if there was, and they don't recognize that and cut us a break, then I mean, it's something where next time we won't even call them for a bid. We'll find a different company.
Mm-hmm.
But well, contractors are few and far between. Mm-hmm. There's only a handful in this area. So, and we already have one crossed off our list.
Yeah. Yes, we do.
That's probably the biggest one in the game that we have crossed off our list. Northway.
Since you spoke with Fox and you have your own professional experience and you're comfortable with Peerless, I'm fine going with that company, but like you said, we want to keep a close eye on the project as they're digging in there.
Yeah. If it were a closer amount, I would strongly recommend Kahoy, but I feel like $800 is a chunk of money, pretty good chunk of money.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to need a motor, though, even though the water might be a problem.
But it's definitely, what wouldn't be in the water? It'd be either the sub cable or it's the motor. I mean, something fried the motor. We don't know what the cause of it was.
Okay, so we're replacing the motor, not the pump.
Yes, correct.
Right.
Sorry. Yep.
Okay.
I guess I'll make a motion that we approve the Peerless bid.
Or do you want to specify for which pump? Or that total, maybe?
SME motors?
Yeah, the SME.
And the total?
It's $32,060.
$32,060.
Okay, thank you, Isla. Anybody want to second that?
Second.
Thank you, Fran.
You can do a voice vote on that.
You can do a voice vote. Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Okay, all right. Thank you, Kyle.
Thanks, Pat.
Well, thanks for the tour tonight.
Yes, I'll
be coming. Okay. And now we're on item number 5. Discussion and consideration possible first reading of ordinance number 2023 vacant building code.
Mayor, I would like to recommend that we table this. I talked to Elaine, she hadn't had a chance to read it. I did read through it. I think it's very detailed. I don't know who wrote it, but there's a lot of stuff in there that we're going to get a huge pushback from, I think. I think it needs to be out there more and we need to get more feedback. I think it's too soon to even vote on a first reading.
That's why we put possible, because I thought
like workshop discuss it.
Yeah.
Discuss it. And
there's a lot of stuff in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it'd be nice with it next round. We could do a workshop with it, and that way it gives us an opportunity to really delve into. I would support tabling it for.
I guess if we have comments, I would be comfortable just at least giving those out on the table so we can start looking into it. But I agree, no need to actually vote on it.
Yeah. So where do we go from here?
Did Isla make a motion to table it? She did.
I'll second it. So if it's tabled, that means we can't have any discussion.
Well, we have to vote on it.
Well, you can have a discussion on it.
Yeah.
You can have a discussion before you table it.
Okay. Discussion on the.
Well, she can. Anybody can make a comment if they want to make comments on the ordinance while we're here. We just won't vote on it.
Right.
Do we?
I would just.
Does anyone have any comments?
Just a couple of things that came to mind. First of all, I think this is a great idea. Billy and I both heard about this at the League of Cities conference last fall, and I think we both thought this was something that would benefit our town. Just a couple of questions to raise at this mind. I'm curious how we will contact owners of existing vacant buildings, especially if they've been vacant a long time and maybe difficult to reach. And then this talks about the Washington Downtown District. Is that defined like elsewhere in the code?
I don't believe I identified or defined that. No, Downtown District.
So we'll just want to be clear on exactly what's all included. Uh-huh. And then one question I had is if part of the building is occupied and part is vacant, is it considered not vacant? So for example, on the square, if the first floor was occupied by commercial and the upstairs apartments were vacant, would that be, how would we consider that situation? I don't expect you to have an answer, but something.
I think it says the building would be vacant if it's unoccupied. So I would say that would not be a vacant building.
So that's something for us to consider.
Yeah.
We want this ordinance to address situations like that.
But on the other hand, if that unoccupied part, the ceiling was leaking or something that could damage the whole building as well as the things alongside.
Exactly. So I think my preference would be that we
158.02.
Down on 158.02, it says that.
They can build a new farm.
Nobody lives in the building.
Right.
So,
but you could have the opposite as well, I guess, you know, upstairs apartments occupied and the first floor vacant. Reason. So I think we just want to address those maybe edge case scenarios in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I received a question about whether if we designate a building as vacant, may that impact the property tax assessment?
No. Depends on, some assessors, especially commercial property, will assess that based on what the rent should be. And if it's vacant or in disrepair, they would probably, supposed to be fair market value, probably would. I don't think the vacant itself, the assessor really wouldn't have anything on the record.
About the quality of the building.
Well, but if it's in disrepair, they will.
But that's whether or not it's vacant.
Yeah.
Okay. That was just a question. I didn't know the answer.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think the ordinance as currently written says it specifies the fee dollar amount within the ordinance. Sorry, I don't have it. And so the recommendation I got from somebody was that we just say fee set by council. So we don't, if we wanted to change the fee schedule, we don't have to go through this.
The penalty per day was kind of steep, I thought, $10 per day.
Well, we can workshop the rates, but maybe.
Yeah, and when I did this, I didn't expect it really to be passed the first time. I just threw some numbers in there to start a dialogue with you guys. So,
okay. Mm-hmm. Those are kind of the main points. So, thank you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, just curious, we already have vacant buildings, and since that we battle them, and.
Yeah.
Is this really going to make it easier? It just that we battle these different properties, or is this just going to be another?
Well, I think where this came about was in 2008 when no cities couldn't figure out who owned, and biggie banks didn't know what the heck they owned in cities. People walked away. So I think at least having that contact person is a good thing. And obviously, usually what I do to start the process is I'll send the notice or letter out to their address listed on the assessor's page where their tax bill goes. So that's usually the first way it would go. And And if it's owned by an entity, I can find the entity. Now, every entity in Iowa has to have a registered agent. I can send the notice to the registered agent. So there are ways to find these people. I mean, I think it was Wingas. We thought there were people in Des Moines. I think when we think that was the building we had some issues with, but they and so.
I guess what I'm saying is this going to be enforceable as much as we battle right now? We are battling several properties here in town that.
But we don't have anything that says that anything right now that says if it's vacant that they have to do anything about it.
Yeah. Okay. And
it allows us to get into an inspection.
Yeah.
That's a good luck on that one too.
I can get an administrative search warrant if I really. I've done that before. Okay. Not here, but different cities.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I did, for what it's worth, I did hear from an owner of a vacant building who is in town, and they were supportive of this in general because it's encouraging preservation and maintenance of our buildings.
And I'm not against this. I just am coming at some angles because of nuisance properties that we have battled. And I just want to make sure that we already battled them. Is this really going to help? I think we need to do this, but we're going to have to really stick to it and enforce it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have some concerns about, how do we contact those building owners that have been?
And follow through if it's, do we make sure that we follow through with it? Right.
I had a little, on the page four, there was like, when was it? It was due July 1st, and then enforcement September 1st, and delinquent on August 31st. And some of the dates I didn't quite understand how that was working.
So they would be due every July 1st.
Okay.
But then they would be delinquent if it's not paid. We would give them a little grace period to pay.
Okay.
And would become delinquent then.
On August 31st.
Right.
I also read it like some of the dates conflicted, so we can just keep workshopping.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like making progress in filling the downtown and starting second story renovations, and so I think we need to keep the momentum. Okay, so we have a motion on the floor to table. Okay, and we need to vote on that. Is that just a voice vote?
No, we did not vote. We need to vote. Simple vote.
Simple vote?
Yeah.
Okay. All those in favor of tabling this new ordinance, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed, same sign. Okay. So we'll table it and put it on next time. Great. All right. Time for once around. Let's start over there at the table with the Chief Lester.
Mark, activity report was in your packet. Mm-hmm. The increase in our calls for service is going that report. We're still getting lots of scams and frauds. Our residents are still falling for some of those. They're paying bills with gift cards or trying to send cash to people they're meeting online. So we're just still battling that as well as our other things that are going on and come with the summer and spring.
Okay.
That's where we're at.
All right. Elsie, Sally? Nope. Nothing? All right. Kevin?
I will be filing a couple of municipal infractions for houses that have had their siding off for numerous months and have been given ample time to get the siding done.
Months of years.
We're over a year, I think, of both of them. The ones on the siding are over a year.
For a couple of years.
Yeah. So.
Oh, all right. That include the one across from the pickleball courts?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
On East
Taylor.
That may be on the list.
Yeah, that's Taylor. Not a definite right now, but we're checking with the property owner.
Okay.
Otherwise, we can tell them what they're happening.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. But one, they cited it except for the front. And so we're checking to see, like, is there like a week? Like, are they saying in a week we'll get the front done? Because I'm like, they cited everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, go. Anyway, that there's a couple we're checking before we take this step.
Okay. All right, let's stick. Keep at it.
Yeah.
Yep, that's Fran, what do you got? How are you?
I made it.
Good. We're glad to have you here.
Yeah. Thanks, Iowa Wesleyan, anyway. They canceled their baseball program for the college. I don't know if everybody knows Iowa Wesleyan shutting down. Some other just shut down programs left and right. And that's when they shut down. So that allowed me to be here. And that college baseball is coming to a slow stop. Just ready to gear up for high school. 57 different dates. For games, I should say. Okay. I'll be pretty busy, but I'll still be here. I took all Tuesdays off.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
That's all I have.
All right. And I've been, have gone to several meetings with the county about their proposed move out to Orchard Hill. Sally, you forwarded me a, is this the work session where they're going to talk about it?
Monday,
April 24th,
mm-hmm.
9 a.m.
Not sure of the topic.
Oh, the budget. Budget.
It's the budget.
Okay.
It sounds like they may hold a work session in the future
regarding this one is for the budget, you think? Okay. All right. And so, we just need to kind of be aware of that and what their plans are. And we're trying to get them to reconsider and maybe come up with a compromise plan or something. I went to a 911 emergency management communications meeting last week and got to see photos of the tornado damage in Washington County. And we are lucky that it kind of just shaved past Kyoto and Wellman. It did some real damage up there, but tore down a radio tower with some communications stuff on it. But we're lucky we didn't see any severe damage, at least in Washington. Remind you of city cleanup coming up this weekend on Saturday. So clean out your garages and all that stuff. I can't think of anything else. So good day.
I don't
have anything. Okay.
Me?
Yeah.
Had two residents kind of approach me about their sidewalks not being repaired, even though they got the letter.
Yeah.
My advice is talk to the city inspector. Mm-hmm. They're trying to, I don't know, have me help them say their sidewalks here is okay. I'll just kind of direct them to Jeff.
Yeah. I'm going to call here and talk to Keith.
Keith.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, that's
okay. Yeah.
I got nothing. I'm ready right now.
Okay. Bethany.
The only thing I have, I saw the Parks Department was tearing down our winter display in the square, getting ready for the fountain. So that's a sign summer is coming.
And it's spring.
And our parks are looking great as spring is popping.
Mm-hmm. So. Yes.
That's great. All I had. So I'm looking to adjourn.
All right.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Same sign. Okay. Thanks, everybody.
9 o'clock.
Yep. Oh, here we go, Sally.